If a white man can't understand a black man, something's wrong with him, because a black man speaks very plainly and very clearly.
I see your point. What do you think about the difference between the way people speak? What do you think about the difference between the way people speak?
You got a minute. That's all I'm giving you now. Okay, now what? Wait, see that red hand?
Yeah.
See how it's going to that 12. That's all the time you got. Once you get to that 12 and go around to that 12 again, time's up. Okay, go ahead.
What do you think about the way people
speak? The way they speak? I think that people should speak clearly and clearly. Watch that red hand. I think that people should speak clearly enough for everybody to understand. Like the president. The president has to speak very clearly.
Keep the head of it.
He's the president. The president of the United States.
The
United States. The United States.
He runs
the United States. He's the president of the United
States. He runs all the people that work in the United States.
Well, you can say that if you want, but as far as I'm concerned, he's the president, and he can take different ideas and put them forward to the Congress. Well, he makes decisions. He makes certain decisions. Right.
But he doesn't run the United
States. Well, the president, no, he doesn't run it. Congress. Congress can veto,
Congress doesn't run the United States.
Well, who does? Tell me.
The people do.
Oh, the people? The people ain't got nothing to say. Oh, boy, your time just went up, too.
Why?
Because that red hand just passed that 12. But anyway, the people don't have anything to say. The people don't have nothing to say. They don't have nothing to say.
Well, I mean, you are sitting here talking to me, and I'm talking to you. We're saying something.
I'm talking about power. I'm talking about decision. I'm talking about... I'm talking about power. I'm talking about decision, you know? That's what I'm talking about, right? People just don't... People don't have that type of power that we're talking about. They don't. The people don't really have the voice as they should. America is free. Yes, they talk and they make stands.
Are you
about
proud to be?
America?
Yes.
I'm not proud of anything. I'm not proud to be an American, no. I can't say that I'm proud because...
You can't say that you're proud of being?
No, I can't because I see too much wrong going on. There's too much wrong going on. I'm not proud at all of America or the Americans, or including myself. I'm not setting myself aside saying that I'm better than the next. I'm not proud at all how things are going in the world that we live today. And as American, if you want to call me American, you can, but I don't consider myself, I don't go into that aspect of thinking. I'm away from that part of line of thinking, and I feel that that's it's a big psychological, mental thing, really, and I'm not there at all. But I do understand what you say, America, oh yeah, fight for my flag and all that. Oh yeah, definitely, I know what it is, but I'm not there at all, you know? I can't go there, see? I know where you're at, but I can't go. But if you know where I'm at, I'd like you to come into my world, you know? You see where I'm at, you know? But I'm not there at all.
There I am. Now, you're telling me about some of the wonderful visions your mother made you.
This is it. This is the last question you give me. Go ahead.
Tell me about some of these wonderful visions your mother made.
Okay. Oh, boy. These dishes that my mother made are too much. You wouldn't believe it. When something goes light, it goes down in your stomach light.